This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's president is focusing on the latest Russian offensive in the war, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says he's postponed all his upcoming foreign visits amid a new Russian offensive. The announcement adds that we're grateful to our partners for understanding this and that the visits will be rescheduled. Zelensky had been expecting to visit Spain and perhaps Portugal later this week. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has visited a drone manufacturing plant in Kyiv on the second day of a visit meant to reassure Ukrainians of continuing American support. Blinken has announced the U.S. will provide an additional $2 billion in foreign military financing to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's a solemn anniversary for Palestinians, the AP's Donna Warder reports.
The protesters have begun taking down their tents in Harvard Yard after university officials agreed to discuss their questions, such as Harvard's endowment and any ties the school has to Israel. Harvard student Chloe Gambol says she considers the protests successful.
The point of a protest is to draw attention and to make a scene and make a stand.
Harvard alum Rotem Spiegler, who lives on campus, says she does not support the protesters.
For the Israeli and Jewish community on campus, this is like a slap in the face because we've been nothing but respectful and tried to raise our voices and let people understand that this is way more complicated and complex than what these students have been showing.
The latest Israel-Hamas war began when Hamas and other militants stormed into southern Israel on October 7th, killing about 1,200 people and taking another 250 hostage.
This is VOA News. Analysts say Russian President Vladimir Putin's Beijing visit on Thursday is likely to be light on hard deals, but will mark the start of his new presidential term with a show of support from his most powerful political partner, Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Putin's two-day mission is expected to highlight the pair's, quote, no-limits partnership in defiance of pressure from the United States over Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Jordan has foiled a suspected Iranian-led plot to smuggle weapons into the U.S. allied kingdom to help opponents of the ruling monarchy carry out acts of sabotage. According to two Jordanian sources with knowledge of the matter, the weapons were sent by Iranian-backed militias in Syria to a cell of the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan that has links to the military wing of Palestinian group Hamas, these sources told media. A NATO exercise began earlier this month in Sweden, where paratroopers from the United States and other countries are training together to deter any potential aggression. It's the first such exercise on Swedish soil since the country joined NATO in March. VOA's Miroslava Gongadze reports.
Swift Response is part of Defender 24, the largest U.S.-led NATO exercise in Europe, encompassing more than 17,000 U.S. and 23,000 multinational service members from over 20 allied and partner nations. Military officials say Russian aggression against Ukraine has dramatically altered the security environment in Europe. The new threats prompted Finland and Sweden to join the alliance and push NATO member states to increase their defense spending. Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News, Sweden.
A groundbreaking clinical trial is underway in South Africa involving tuberculosis. Zahir Kasim reports.
The vaccine works with people who have latent TB. This is when the infection is in the body, but the individual does not feel sick and cannot spread the disease. TB only becomes active if the immune system weakens, so it is dangerous when immunity is compromised, such as for HIV or AIDS patients. The MC-72 vaccine trial, headed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Medical Research Institute and the Wellcome Trust, represents a collaborative effort involving up to 20,000 participants. The study includes 60 sites globally, with 32 sites in South Africa. Zahir Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.